Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, you know, God is so good and the enemy is a liar because I can't believe it, but I'm actually late to my own show. So this is going to be a great show, you know, because you know how the enemy likes to interfere, and we have a wonderful guest tonight. So questions, comments, please feel free to tune in. We love to hear from you. So with all of that being said, I'd like to thank you once again for joining our forum here tonight at Victorious Radio and Communications. Victorious Radio and Communications, LLC, has a mission to provide a trusted source of information, music, and entertainment for curious and thoughtful people in efficient, sustainable ways that meet their needs while strengthening the civic and cultural lives of the communities in which we serve. Our vision is to be a valued, vital, vibrant, and victorious service that is indispensable to listeners' lives, inspires people to look at the world in different ways, and capitalizes on emerging opportunities to serve our listeners and communities. If you would like to listen by computer, please feel free to join our chat room by logging into our Blog Talk link, www.blogtalkradio.com/Victorious Radio Communications, and please, 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 you may always contact us by phone. Our Blog Talk call-in discussion number is 347-855-8877. If at any time you would like to address myself or tonight's lovely guest, please press the number 1, and we will allow you into the forum. So let's start with our fun fact. It is now March 2016, and we love to talk about all of the holidays, commencements, special and wacky days for each month. Did you know that March 1st is National Pig Day? March 1st is also Peanut Butter Lovers Day. March 4th is recognized as Employee Appreciation Day. This is always the first Friday of March. March 6th is National Frozen Food Day. March 7th is National Crown Roast of Pork Day. March 9th is Panic Day. March 12th, I'm going to stay away from Panic Day, y'all. It's the 10th. We got through that one. All right, yay. March 12th is Girl Scouts Day. March 14th, I'm looking forward to indulging, is National Potato Chip Day. Bust out with the green, because on March 17th, we have St. Patrick's Day. March 23rd is not just National Chip, but National Chip and Dip Day. March 25th is Waffle Day. I'm looking forward to that one. And, of course, we have Easter, which will be approaching on March 27th. March 29th, my last, which is kind of a personal favorite, it's the National Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. How cool. You all know I love entrepreneurship. So, now we've got our fun facts about the month of March out of the way. I have got to give a former and proper introduce to tonight's guest. Tonight's guest, a native New Yorker raised in the Bronx, Leah Goodwill, was enrolled in piano lessons at Lola Cruz Creative and Performing Arts Studio. A short time after, the director of CAPAS, that's the acronym for the Creative Performing Arts Studio, recommended that she take drama, dance, and voice as well. Much of her time was spent at CAPAS, when not in school, perfecting the various arts being taught there. By age 10, Leah's love for dance had grown. She performed in the company show, The Children's Legacy, at off-Broadway theaters and studied at the CAPAS for approximately 12 years and even earned a role as an extra in the movie Boomerang. Wow. Leah is a graduate of Talent Unlimited High School, where her major was dance. During her first year of high school, she was an assistant dance teacher at an after-school program. A year later, she began teaching her own classes to children and adults in the Bronx and Manhattan. She continued to grow as a dancer and auditioned for various dance programs to further her technique. Amongst the programs she auditioned for, she was accepted in the Young Dance Makers at the Fieldston School in Riverdale, Alley Camp, New York State Summer School of the Arts of Dance, held at Adelphi University, and the New York State Summer School of the Arts of School and Drama at Skidmore College, just to name a few. Leah was encouraged to complete a high school program called AXO, sponsored by the NAACP. She competed each year and won a gold, silver, and bronze medal in dance, drama, poetry, and entrepreneurship. She also attended the La Croque, I'm not from New York, everybody. I'm not from Jersey. Bear with me. Bay School of Dance, one of the oldest African dance schools in the U.S., based in Harlem, on a full scholarship. Kudos to this young lady. In 1999, Leah danced for a show on MTV called Global Groove. She was picked to be one of the dancers for the 1999 MTV Music Awards. The community became aware of Leah's talents and invited her to perform at community and private events, churches, and street fairs. Leah was an active member of the William Bridge NAACP and National Council of Negro Women. Leah holds several crowns and talent awards from pageants. She's used these opportunities that were given to her to mentor youth within her community. Leah has always been a hard worker and community-minded person. She is presently a member of the King of Kings Worship Ministries in Paterson, New Jersey. She is also a proud mother and wife. Leah truly believes the sky is the limit. Everyone, it is with great pleasure and honor that we present tonight a civic-minded entrepreneur, a youth leadership development community member, Miss Leah Goodwill.
I'm blessed. Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Absolutely. Won't he do it? Your testimony, your bio is is just awesome. I commend you for taking your talents and developing an entrepreneurial spirit. And most importantly, I think, is investing into our youth today, our people, period, but especially our youth. I think that anyone who can take the time to work with youth, you're very, very, very special within your own right. So from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of Victorious Radio and Communications, we really commend you for what you're doing in your area.
Thanks.
So I want to apologize to you. I just want to put it out there on the air. We're hiring as of April 1st. We had a couple of complications, but that's how I know that this is going to be a great show. Whenever we have some little problems, it usually turns into a great show that's going to reach great people and blossom into great things. So I just want to say, of course, we are definitely very, very happy to have you here. And at this point, I like to do what's called a fun fact moment for our guests. You have done a lot of phenomenal things in your lifetime, and so we have a diverse population that listens to our show, and what we like to do is to get our stars, our celebrities, our entrepreneurs connected with our day-to-day people. So we unwind our hair and, you know, we just get connected. So I'd like to start with asking you a fun fact. Now, a fun fact can be anything about you that might be personal, but it just says that I'm Leah, I'm a regular person. You might want to say, okay, I'm Leah, I like chocolate chip ice cream, I wear fuzzy bunny slippers. Anything that you might want to share with the world, if you would please share a cool, unique, fun fact about Leah.
A cool fun fact? About me. Something I don't recommend. I am still a thumb sucker.
Oh, wow. Well, all right.
That's what I'm coming up with. I don't know.
Hey, everybody. Well, we heard it right here on Victorious Radio and Communications.
It's better than that. You know, I don't use drugs of any sort. So, you know, it's something that it's not, I don't go around sucking my finger, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know it's just a bad habit that I'm trying to break. I am. It just hasn't been broken yet.
Well, it will happen, and, you know, you'll be just fine. So I want to mention before we delve right in about you, everyone, we have a virtual chat room, whether you're live or looking online. Please make sure to look at the virtual flyer that Leah has provided, because she is hosting a talent show in April, which we will get to talk about a little bit more in tonight's interview. So, Leah, you're a dancer. First and foremost, kudos to you, because the Latino part of my family, that rhythm missed me. The African-American missed me, and, you know, I'm teased about the way I dance. So can you tell us about your dancing and, you know, your music? What did it do for you as a child? What does it do for you now? Do you, as a dance teacher, choreographer, do you clean your house and dance?
It's funny because my grandfather, he's passed away now. He passed away in 2005, but I remember he said to me, he said, you know, ever since you was a young girl, anytime music, anything came on TV or you heard something music-wise, he said you would start moving. And it wasn't until, you know, when people pass away, sometimes you think about things that they said, and then you notice things, different qualities about yourself that you might not have noticed before. And that was something that stuck with me. I noticed that every time music came on, I would move. It's funny because my daughter, she's the same exact way. And my mother, she put us in the arts from when we were young. So I started off on the piano, and I didn't know I was going to be doing as many things that, you know, I was pushed to do. but I definitely feel that it has benefited, benefited me as a person. I love the arts. It has definitely been, I would say, like a way to relieve stress at times. It comes naturally. It doesn't take much work. You know, it's just easy, and it's definitely relaxing. And to me, I found a lot of joy when I would choreograph and I would see the performers performing on stage. I found more joy in that than myself performing at times, even though I'm asked, like, can you please dance? Can you please dance? And I'm like, well, I want to see the kids. I want to see the kids. But I love the arts.
Wow. Well, I'm really happy to have you here because, you know, we focus on a lot of things here, but it's rare that I get a chance to have the arts population on our show. And I love music. I mean, they say music can soothe the savage beast. Music can move your soul. It can inspire you. And I know I need music in my life. I just wish I had the steps and the moves to to compliment. And, you know, I'll tell you what, I will be coming back to Jersey soon. So perhaps I'll come and visit your dance school. Maybe you can give me a lesson or
okay, no problem.
Give me a crash course. We'll videotape it and put it online, a crash dance course. Oh, wow. Well, first and foremost, obviously you're very talented. You're diverse. So you've got the acting under your belt. You've got the dancing. You've played an instrument, and you also sing. Is that correct?
Oh, I did maybe one recital singing. I have the experience, but I didn't like singing because it's similar to talking, and I wasn't really a fan of talking in front of people, even though my mother always says, oh, you did well, I had to do it, you know, for pageants and stuff, but I might have sang two songs. I remember my friend, he laughed at me when I went backstage after I performed, and I might have been around maybe 10 years old, and I was like, I'm never singing again. So I don't sing public, but I would help people out.
So you can coach the singers, but you just don't indulge personally.
Yes.
Understood. Are you still acting as well?
I do more so coaching than acting on TV, on, you know, looking for any screen parts. But if someone saw me and said they wanted me to be in a play or, you know, a movie, I'd say, okay, I'll do it. If the price is right, not stuck.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I have to commend you on, and this is something that I've done personally in a lot of my professional ventures, you've taken something that is close, dear to you, that's personal, and you've really turned it into something beautiful by starting a dance school and working with youth and adults. Can you share with us about your dance school?
Okay, so I started my dance program in Patterson. We're going on our third year. June this year would be 3 full years since I've been located in Patterson, New Jersey. As you said before in the beginning, I'm originally from the Bronx. But when I came out here, it took actually a tragedy. I had a stillbirth at 9 months, and I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to do anything at all. But it wasn't until like going into like a year later that I decided, you know what, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to do something. And what else can I do that'll help me, you know, cope? And it was dancing, and I wanted to reach the community that needed something, you know, and didn't have dance really in the area. And so being that I was located at a church in Patterson, and I figured, okay, well, let me try to go within the community and start teaching dance. And as you know, many people that do start off with teaching dance or anything with the arts, sometimes they don't start off in their own space. So we bounced around a couple of places before we actually settled at a spot right now. And it's just been a blessing. We teach African, jazz, hip-hop, modern, ballet, tap, liturgical, which is praise dancing for some that don't know, you know, the other term for it. And, you know, we take We take them from 2 years old and up. And, you know, we create a family-oriented environment. You're not going to find another school out there like ours. I offer prices so low that people, you know, they tell me, what are you doing? People are going to think that your price is a reflection of, you know, what you offer. And I said, I refuse to raise my price because I know what it was for my mother, you know, wanting to put her three children in drama and dance and piano lessons and knowing the cost. And, you know, she just said, well, what can I do for you so my children can come? And she was committed. So, you know, I take just about anyone and everyone. And all I ask for is just a commitment. Like, if your child really wants to dance and if I know you don't have it, just talk to me. Let me know what's going on. So, you know, I don't need to know your personal business, but just give me a heads up and, you know, I'll work with you. Because I just rather have, you know, the child coming doing something productive. Because when you have free time on your hands sometimes as a child, you might get into stuff that you really have no business getting into.
Absolutely. Well, first and foremost, you know, I think that is very honorable because it is hard to find sometimes positive activities that are affordable in the community. You know, you've got a lot of different things that contribute to that. I mean, wages, single parents, maybe a multitude of children. And I think it's very commendable that you are doing something like that and you are willing to work with people, you know, who may be disadvantaged. But all you ask in return is dedication. I think that is absolutely wonderful. Leah, let me ask you a question. Do you have a website for your dance school at this time?
Yes, I do.
I would like for you to do me a favor because this is the time where we pay the bills, and we're going to give you the honor of going first to pay some of your bills. We'd like for you to share all of your website, your contact information, and anything pertaining to your business at this point in the show so that people can help you. And before you begin, ladies, gentlemen, friends, followers, I'd like to mention that this dance school is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And I'm mentioning this to you because if you're interested in sponsoring students, contributing to a scholarship program that could help children in Paterson, New Jersey, have positive, constructive activities that build self-esteem, that keep them off the streets, and it just be a general investment in youth that is 100% tax deductible, this is a place you may want to look into placing your investment. So, Leah, let me give you the honors of talking about your school and all of your promo information, please.
So the website for the dance school is www.ldanceschool.com. And if you want to email me, it's the name of the dance school, ldedanceschool@gmail.com. If you want to call me, the school number is 973-908-8686. And if you also like to donate anything through PayPal, it's the email address, lcedanceschool@gmail.com.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. So let's say we have some parents, aunties, uncles, grandparents on the line that may be in New Jersey and they're interested in enrolling. Can you tell them a little bit about the different dance and art services that you offer at the school?
Well, with the children that are 6 and under, we start them off with more combination classes. So the first class is usually ballet and tap, so we'll do like a half an hour to 40 minutes of both, and then they'll go into their modern creative movement class, And then sometimes it will vary it off. So we'll do modern and creative movement the first two Saturdays of the month. And the following Saturday we'll go into African dance or Latin dance. We do also different forms of Caribbean dance. We have a wonderful Latin instructor on board, and she's been teaching the children salsa and merengue. And then with the older students, it's a little bit more focused. So we have a tap and jazz class for them, and then we also go into just strictly ballet class, and then they also do modern Caribbean, which could be a combination of Afro-Caribbean, West African, and other Latin dances. Oh, we also do hip-hop.
Wow. Wow. So there you have it, Paterson, New Jersey, surrounding areas, Jersey, Jersey, Jersey. Positive self-esteem, healthy competition, diversity, cultural diversity in dance. There's a lot of wonderful things that you stand to gain by placing an investment into this dance school. Wow. Well, at this time, I'm going to take a minute and pay a couple of very small bills myself, and then we're going to talk right back with Lee Dance School studio owner, Leah Goodwill. Okay, my bills to pay this week. Let me take a look here. Bear with me just a minute. Okay, we're going to start with Conversations with Gail. Conversations with Gail are urban and select current events, relationships, and inspirational speaking program. Airs Wednesdays at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gail Butler, our wonderful, beautiful hostess, is currently hosting what's called the Live Life to the Fullest Challenge. Let me share a little bit about this with you, because we have about 21 more days before the challenge expires. You basically go to Facebook, put in your search box, Conversations with Gail, and you post a video talking about three things that you'd like to accomplish this year or in your life. They could be very simple, they could be very extravagant, but do you here for $25 gift cards. We are giving out gift cards for the most creative, maybe the most funny, you know, the most unexpected, you know, so there are a variety of categories in which you have the opportunity to win $25, but you've got to play to win. So please support Victorious Radio Communications. Please support Conversations with Gail and participate in the Live Life to the Fullest Challenge. To my political supporters and community activists, we have had another delay for our show, Community Voices, with Dr. Lawrence D. Bland. We apologize for the delay. We are hoping to begin that particular show Tuesday, April 5th. All delays are positive delays, so please stay encouraged. That show should begin Tuesday, April 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And boy, do we have some surprises for you in that show. Motivational Mondays airs each Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is our Christian Talk and Teach broadcast. Prayer requests are welcome. Let's say hello to our friends at the Divine Purpose Wellness Center. If you are in the Prince George's or Southern Maryland Prince George's County and Southern Maryland area, please visit the Divine Purpose Wellness Center to indulge into your self-care and cultivation. Colonics, hand and foot detox, and a variety of health and wellness services. 5801 Allentown Road, Suite 304, Suitland, Maryland, 20746. These ladies are awesome. Their phone number is 301-203-0065, but they book fast. I'd like to say hello to our friends at Minister of Fire Marketing. If you see the beautiful graphics in our circular chat room, call these guys. 864-509-8255. 8898 or email mofmarketing7@gmail.com. Marketing, promotions, website, graphics, logo design, strategic consulting for marketing, and so much more. These are great people. I work with these people. Last but certainly not least, I'd like to give a shout out to Life After Creating Your Own Happy Ending, a nonprofit organization in Prince George's County and Southern Maryland area that simply want to help anyone who has suffered anything to create their own happy ending. In particular, they are launching the Peanut Butter and Jelly Project, where they are collecting peanut butter, jelly, flip-top canned goods, and anything that would be great to just hand out as a snack to underserved and homeless populations. Their last project, both projects are ongoing. Please support the Life Essentials Project. By supporting the Life Essentials Project, you can provide toiletries, day-to-day products that people need. Life After is filling shoeboxes, pocketbooks, gallon and quart-sized freezer bags with the essential toiletries needed to provide to underserved communities. Some people have homes, some people don't, but in any event, they seek to serve as many as they can and just simply help each one create their own happy ending. So thank you for allowing me to pay my bills tonight. I'm going to go right back to Mrs. Leah Goodwill. She's a choreographer, a dance instructor, and the owner of the Lee Dance Studios in Paterson, New Jersey. Lee, let me ask you, working with adults, teaching them to dance, working with children, teaching them to dance, do you enjoy that? What's the most enjoyable thing that you do running a dance studio? It just seems so cool.
It is cool. I mean, it has its ups and downs, and, you know, just like anything, sometimes in life you get a little disappointed, and I take it as learning experiences. Things aren't going to always go smoothly. But, I mean, I really look forward, the best part, I look forward to our performances, whenever they perform, whether we're getting a dance together in a week, you know, and just to see the outcome, you know, just, and then to see the determination that a lot of these children have, like, they want to do well, they want to perform, and I just love it. And that's, you know, even the adults, because as adults, a lot of times they psych themselves out, they say, okay, I'm going to do it, and then they feel as if they can't do it. And then when they actually perform, it's like, oh, wow, I did it, you know. So it's just rewarding all around.
Awesome. So as a choreographer, dance instructor, mm-hmm. who's your personal favorite dancer?
Who's my personal favorite dancer?
Yes.
Oh, I love Debbie Allen. I love Debbie Allen. She's like
wow.
my all-time. I want to meet her.
Oh, awesome. I love Debbie Allen as well. I think she was extremely talented, a beautiful African-American woman, just extremely talented. I can remember her from Fame, from everything.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't she mentor Jasmine Guy as well?
I believe so.
I believe she did. Awesome. So we've got your dancer. Now, what's your favorite genre of music? Because the school definitely offers diversity, and I think that that's awesome. But what's your personal favorite?
My personal favorite is West African dance. I love West African dance. When I trained with Laroque School of Dance in Harlem, their African-based school. They did everything as well, but just the – you know, the person who runs the school, Jerome Hunter, he's wonderful. And just overall, like anything with African dance, I'm in it. The energy, everything.
Do you have videos of your actual dancing and, you know, performances of your students?
I have been putting up some stuff on YouTube as well as on our Facebook page.
Please share the YouTube and the Facebook pages for the audience.
The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/LDEDanceSchool, And then the YouTube page is, you can find us under the channel for L space UG space dance school.
Okay, wonderful. So, guys, please make sure that you take the time to like that Facebook page. I'll definitely send people to your Facebook page and subscribe to their YouTube channel. That is always a great way to show some love and support. Most importantly, if you can find a few extra dollars to sponsor these children, please do so. It's an investment like no other. It's always great to be able to invest in something that's bigger than yourself. So, Leah, you have a huge talent show that's coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about the talent show?
Well, how we went about doing the talent show is because the building that I'm in, we're inside of one of the historic buildings in Patterson, and also the pastor that runs the church, he runs the school, Don Treader Christian School, Pastor Charles. You know, usually you do like a typical gala to help raise money. So we collaborated and then we figured out, you know, let's try to do a talent show so we can get children more active, involved, and just doing something that might come natural to some. And that's what we decided to do. We decided to have a talent show for singers and dancers. You can be a soloist. You can be in a group. And the first prize is $500, the second prize is $300, and then the third prize is $200. And that's for two separate categories, either dancing or
Wow. You see, I need to get my dance moves together so I can go up there and win some money. Woohoo! Wow. Awesome. So if I wanted to register for this dance competition or this singing competition, what do I need to do, Leah?
You need to first, I guess, contact me if you're interested. We're fastly approaching April 1st, which is going to be the actual talent competition itself. You know, right now we're just in the preliminaries. So tomorrow we're having our last day for registering any new contestants.
Okay. So tomorrow's the last day, everybody. So if you've got the moves and want to make a few extra dollars and just get recognized in your local town or in Patterson, if it's worth the drive to you, $500 first place, second place $300, and third place $200. And that's in two different categories. Please contact choreographer, director, and studio owner, Leah Goodwill. Leah, can you repeat your contact number and your email if we have someone who's interested in registering before the deadline?
My number is 973-908-8686, and you can also contact me via email at ldedanceschool@gmail.com.
All right. So there you have it. Try to participate. And if you can't participate in this talent show, again, I challenge small businesses. I challenge mid-sized businesses. I challenge big businesses and entrepreneurs to pay it forward. Some of us have not had a perfect childhood. Some of us understand what it's like when you really need to find something to do to keep you on the straight and narrow path. Well, sow a seed into Patterson, New Jersey, and the LDE Dance School. So with that being said, Leah, I would like to thank you so very much for coming here to Victorious Radio Communications and talking about the wonderful things that you are doing in the community of Patterson, New Jersey. We thank you for your entrepreneurship spirit. We thank you for your civic mindedness. And most importantly, we want to thank you for what you are investing into the community. You are very welcome. I want to invite you to please keep us posted about future events. For our friends and followers, I want to let you know that we will have a custom replay link that will be posted about tonight's show. Leah, you will also be provided with that custom replay link, and we will continue to advertise for the attendance of this talent show. Go out and get inspired. Even if you're not able to register this time, we know that there will be great things happening. And I encourage you to stay connected with great people, great causes, and, you know, like-minded people. If you're into the arts and dancing, here's a wonderful way. And, Leah, I promise you, I'm going to sign up for a dance course, and I'm going to come see you. I'm thinking about going back to Jersey. I may be going at the end of this month or in April. So I will get back with you, and I'm going to come, and I'm going to videotape for our show and our program. And we're going to see how good you are so you can give Miss Man's Cherry some dance lessons, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I look forward to it and meeting you. Everyone, thank you once again, our friends and followers, for joining us, and make sure you support this awesome cause. Leah, thank you once again for coming to the show. We will stay connected, and we would love to share. We're going to continue to share about your current and definitely future events. Everyone, thank you very much. May we all move forth in peace and with blessings and love. We'll be back next week, Thursday at 7:00 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.